Joining us now, he is the owner of Impact Snap. Marty Nowicki joins us. Marty, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Man, we're doing awesome. All right, so right out of the box, people may not have heard of Impact Snap and this new training product, 2018 Golf Digest Award winner for the best full swing training aid. What are people going to learn from this product?
They are going to learn how to repeat a correct release. So our product is actually the third year in a row we won this award from Golf Digest. We're really stoked about that. Very excited. I, too, just so you guys know, I've listened to the show for the last hour. You know, we're in upstate New York, which is close to New England. And I'm a St. Bonaventure grad, which is in the Atlantic 10 championship right now. They didn't have a couple guys played pretty well yesterday, but they're a little bit back of Davidson right now. But so in any case, back to Impact Snap. We are a wrist training aid product. We train people's hands how to create a correct, repeatable release. When people talk about release, I run into so many golfers that just think release is rolling the arms or twisting the wrists or doing something, and that is the furthest thing from what top players do. When you look at a Dustin Johnson or a Jordan Spieth or a Justin Thomas or a John Rahm, their wrists cock and uncock, or in the world of medicine, that would be called radial and ulnar deviation. They go into some amount of flexion, or what people would refer to as bowing. And there's a little bit of supination, all depending on what kind of grip someone has. If they have a stronger grip, there'd be less supination. If they have a weaker grip, there'd be more supination. And the unit is a barrel that has a weight that slides up and down it. We have a square grip on it. And then there's a bar that attaches to the back end, comes in one piece, that basically, as you use it, the bar is bent at a proprietary angle. It has a ball on it. If it hits the bottom of the trailing forearm at impact or slightly after impact, you are in a great position. And time after time, I teach full-time also up at the Turning Stone Resort, and I hang out with a lot of top teachers. And it's just amazing to me that I'll put it in the student's hands, and they look at me like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really. And I'll be filming it as they're doing it, and then I'll show them what Jordan Spieth or Bryson DeChambeau or Dustin Johnson looks like. And they're amazed that, oh, my gosh, that's what these guys are really doing? And I say, yes. So it's a training aid. You don't hit golf balls with it. We basically train a motor skill pattern of how the wrists really need to work in the golf swing. And there's a short game application for it if you use it a certain way, and there's a putting application for it if you use it a certain way. So it's really, people need to understand what their hands are really doing, because the golf ball is only going where the club face is sending it. And the other day I listened to a great interview with Lee Trevino. He talked about the three club faces, the club face that's on the end of the shaft, and then the club face that's your left hand, and the club face that's your right hand. And I thought, wow, what a great analogy. And our product really trains the hands how to go into impact correctly and repeatedly. So there's one way of doing it correctly. There are a lot of ways of doing it incorrectly. And if you're a golfer that is inconsistent, balls are going left, right, or you just don't know where your ball is going to go any given time, then our product is perfect for you. We have a few tour players using it also.
Yeah, time for me to chime in on that one, Marty. I you know, the only thing thin about me is the way I hit a 5-iron. So, you know, I'm curious. I mean, one of the reasons you guys are you know, we like you as our official golf training aid is the how this helps avoid hitting the ball thin. Once you get it right, I'm going to need to find something else about me to be thin than the way I hit a 4 or 5-iron, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when people understand, you know, we've got a 7-day training program on our website at impactsnap.com. Just even if you don't buy the product, just take a look at the videos, because with those videos and then other videos that we have on our website, people will really get a tutorial on what the hands and arms really do coming into a golf ball.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. If the people that benefit the most are golfers that, A, want to get better, B, that are inconsistent, or they have the one or two shots that are their Achilles heel, so to speak. You know, they fade a ball, or they, you know, thin shots or fat shots, whatever the pattern is, we will help change the pattern to make it a better golf shot.
And Marty, I think, you know, the other thing too is, you know, from a distance and an accuracy standpoint, you know, I always talk about the fact that, you know, it always comes from that hitting zone, and that hitting zone is a direct result of, you know, getting your hands in the right position and releasing the club properly. I mean, you know, guys don't hit it far. You know, they hit it far because they have tremendous club head speed, but it's not club head speed because they're bigger and stronger than everybody else. I mean, you look at Justin Thomas. I mean, I don't know if he weighs 150 pounds soaking wet, but it's that release of the club and how quickly he releases that club and again, the snap of the wrist and through impact that creates that distance and also creates that accuracy.
Absolutely. It's a combination of things, and Justin Thomas is a perfect example of, you know, when you watch his wrists at impact and then even after impact. What our product really trains for, and kind of if someone said, geez, Marty, what do you teach? I'd say, well, we start with impact, and your hands with an iron, if the ball's on the ground, they have to be ahead of the ball. And then I look at what's happening right after impact. Because right after impact, that's when the wrists and arms really need to be the most stable so that they're not slipping, they're not rolling. You know, we have a society of golfers that, for whatever reason, and I think, you know, I was brought up being taught that you needed to roll your arms. And that's just not what these players do. If the tour players were doing that, then they'd have to back up the gallery ropes another 50 yards on each side. They'd be getting killed every week.
Well, and Marty, I think it's important to mention, I mean, we talk about a guy like Justin Thomas and the distance he, you know, power that he creates. Look at the LPGA Tour players. I mean, a 90-pound golfer who's 5'2", That is technique that's pushing that ball out 270, 280. It's not size and it's not strength. It's technique.
That is 100% correct. And I encourage people to look at tour players. You know, go on YouTube and look at tour players' swings in slow motion and see what their wrists really look like at impact and after impact. And our training aid is really the only aid that takes care of three alignments: the alignment of the lead arm to the shaft, the alignment of the trail arm to the shaft, which are two very different alignments. And that creates the stability that gives the shaft the stability. You know, I was also brought up saying, you know, hearing, hey, hold it like a bird. And yeah, I like using the analogy, hold it like it's a screwdriver, and in your lead hand, you've got to have that screwdriver gripped firm enough so that firm enough in your hand so the screwdriver won't move, but loose enough so that the wrist can still move. And so many people don't use their hands or wrists and forearms properly. And that's why the average handicap hasn't dropped much in the last 40 years.
We're on with Marty Nowicki from Impact Snap, the official training aid of the Golf Shop Radio Show. And he's a teacher up at Turning Stone up in New York. And all right, so one of the things that I love about this product, frankly, is its size. It's relatively small, and so the blood circle, if you're practicing with kids in the room or whatever, gets much smaller. But golf is the only sport where I can walk into the break room at work, and there's some guy waiting for his Hot Pockets in the microwave, and he's standing there practicing his golf swing. It's very strange. I mean, I've never seen anybody box out the Pepsi machine, recreational basketball player boxing out the Pepsi machine and leaping toward the the fire suppression equipment in the ceiling. It's just, golf is very strange that way. But this product actually could be used while you're standing there waiting for your Hot Pockets to cook and whatever. I mean, it's very small, very compact, and it's user friendly, especially if you live someplace where maybe you can't get outside and golf for 6 or 7 months of the year.
Absolutely. It's winter. We do really well in the winter, and obviously it's a great Christmas gift or holiday gift, you know, that time of year. But it's one of those things that for those that aren't able to play year-round, you can train year-round. And even if you do play year-round, train properly year-round. You know, just train the wrist the way you're supposed to. So, and I wanted to throw out, we created a coupon code for your radio show. It's Golf Shop Radio. If any of the listeners that want to purchase the product, they'll save 10% using Golf Shop Radio. Just put it in at checkout and they'll save 10%.
Well, and you were describing how to use the product and what it did. I mean, there's also great videos on your site, impactsnap.com, that give our listeners a better sense of what this can do for them and how simple it is to use. And then when they want to order, put in Golf Shop Radio and save some money.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to help golfers one at a time, and the worst thing that'll happen by visiting our site is you'll get a free education.
Free education is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody could go to college for free, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Let's talk about that for a second.
No. Yeah. Marty's scared. Hey, what about gender bias and immigration reform? No. We're gonna stick to golf. I'm curious.
I was talking to Jake. He said, you guys talk about a lot of things, and we talked about a couple of things. He's like, you know, I'm up for anything. So,
all right. Well,
being up in New York, I'm very outspoken with a lot of things that I believe in. So.
Well, I'm curious, in addition to adding the Impact Snap to your students' repertoire, we ask a lot of our professional players if they had just an hour to devote on the range, at the chipping and putting. How would they spend that? How would they divide that time? If you have a mid handicapper, how would you tell them to divide an hour on the practice facility?
Well, I would say if they're going to get ready to play a round of golf and they've got 1 hour to warm up, obviously putting would fall in there. But then I would say I would spend the majority of the time, at least half the time, on basic chipping, basic pitching, or basic impact, so that people get an awareness of where is the club hitting the ground relative to the ball. And a simple drill that I have people do is I'll have them line up five or six balls and have some space between the balls and just take a rehearsal swing between two balls and see where is your club hitting the ground. Because in order for the club to hit the ground where it's supposed to, your hands need to be a good 4 to 8 inches past the ball with a wedge or with a 7-iron. And most people just can't identify with that because they're just not sure what they need to do. But it all stems from where's the club hitting the ground, and what controls that primarily is the wrists and the arms, along with a little bit of how the body would have to move to help produce that. So, but that's where I think our product has been so great. And we have so many top teachers, you know, Hank Haney and Bobby Clampett and Mike Bender, that love our product. And, you know, these guys work with tour players that and use our product with the players that they're working, so that they can really get the feel of a good, proper impact position.
Well, Marty, man, we're happy to have you on board and have Impact Snap on board as the official training aid of the Golf Shop Radio Show, and we look forward to chatting with you again.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.